through El Paso on their way to their home in Phoenix. He then promptly forgot about the idea along the highway. The following year, while making the same trip, he remembered the song idea again, then promptly forgot it again. Finally, in 1958, on the family's third pass through El Paso, Robbins began to compose the ranchera-style song in his head. Marty found the tune so simple and yet compelling that the verses came to him one after the other. By the time he arrived in Deming, New Mexico, the song was complete. A tale of a cowboy who kills a man over the love of a woman called Felina. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
El Paso, in your name there's sweetest music to me. El Paso, like a jewel rare you shine so brilliantly. El Paso, let the echoes ring the whole desert through. Within your open portals, there's a welcome for me and for you.
Okay, so we gave you a different El Paso song in addition to the one that Melissa talked about by Marty Robbins. And guess who that was on that one, Rick Kern?
Patty Discareño.
Yes, you get the prize. That was Patty. And that was the one, thank you for the Women's Club creating that music.
Yeah, they notified me several years ago about this song that they did not have an actual recording of.
But they commissioned it.
They commissioned this song. And then they asked me about if I knew of anybody that could maybe rework this music. And so I gave it to Tim Thompson and Patty Discareño to kind of take it and run, and you just heard the result of that.
And that was the main part of their song that we put. Patty, what was that song all about? You like that song?
You know, it was a really difficult song to interpret.
Yeah.
I understand the lady who wrote that was Elizabeth Garrett.
Yes.
Who was Pat Garrett's daughter. What I liked about the history of hers is that she was a fiercely independent woman in a time when women were not independent.
And she was born blind.
And coupled with that kind of handicap, that she really, I don't remember all of the details, but she had so many kudos to her credit. So when the Women's Club came to us to do the song, you know, I jump at opportunities to work with people with whom I've never worked. And Tim Thompson is just... the guy's just incredible.
He's a real
musical
musician.
Talent.
He's a
real
jewel.
Musician. Just represents El Paso so well in everything that he does. So he called me and said, would you do this song? And I got to admit, it was a hard song to sing.
I bet it looked good on paper.
Well, it had all these funny little lines and notes, but,
yeah.
They don't write them like they used to. And I was so privileged and delighted to be able to do it and to, represent somebody who wrote that song hundreds of years ago. And yet the message is still the same. El Paso is still home and welcoming and beautiful. And the mountains, anytime you go out of town.
Well, see, that's a better representation of El Paso because the Marty Robbins song is about a loose woman who got two guys killed.
No kidding.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the bottom line on that song.
Exactly.
Hey, yeah, let's go to drinking in El Paso and get shot up. No, come on. You got mountains and pretty stuff and all that.
I got to thank Sam Stevenson, my fellow bandmate for
your MP3
sending the MP3 to us for that song because Patty had it, but not in an MP3 form.
That
so.
Vinyl is hard to deal with these days.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sam.
But Sam did it. Thank you, Sam.
Just so people know, we do the History Moment with Melissa Sargent, and that's on behalf of the El Paso History Alliance. And they got 45,000 followers out there on Facebook. And you want to read some more of that? Call Bernie.
Yeah, call Bernie Sargent for info at 581-7920. That's, of course, 915. 581-7920, and also mention of a great partner in El Paso history, where Barbara Gibbon Bainey, who is operator of a great Facebook page called Remember El Paso Win. Go there for archive pictures galore, but please remember, these administrators have worked hard in researching the photos for this history that's attached to this site. When others use our photos, we ask credit be given to our staff.
They would like that because otherwise they're not going to let you do it anymore. But the thing is, another administrator she works with is Rick Duncan. There's about a half a dozen people out there, moderator Ken Weiss. And it's a good crowd. El Paso, it's Remember in El Paso Win. You got to start with Remember on Facebook once you get there. Okay,
but that's the problem. In my household, the greatest two words in our vocabulary lately is I forgot. So remember El Paso.
So remember in El Paso.
Got it.
It's a huge following, but it's kind of like started out with a funky name, but they kept it. And so that's what they got there. Okay, Patty Tiscarino is obviously still here. And you were talking about some of the music history that you guys had comment. And we also have, by the way, we have one more El Paso song. Sergio, let me know when you get the next El Paso song ready to go, okay? You ready now? You want to hear one more El Paso song?
Sure.
What the heck? Are you ready for this one? It's Patty. No, wait a minute. Who is this one? This one is Patty Tiscarino when she was a teenager.
17.
17 years old, called the City of El Paso. Here it comes. Maybe not. Maybe so. Tell me when you can get to it. You want to just sing it here live?
I don't remember.
And we don't have the guitars and all
that
stuff.
I don't remember.
But it would. There we go.
Out in the great Southwest, this desert land we all love best is the city of El Paso. Down through the sunny land.
Sing with it. El Paso. Come on, Patty. All right, that's Patty. Let's fade her out for that because we got the real one sitting here. But that's a song you did when you were 17 years old. What got you into that?
Well, Leona Ford Washington called up. I think I had maybe been in the Loretto newspaper for being the little, I think they call me Loretto's mini Streisand.
Ah, see, you were already notorious.
I was already notorious
at 17. My goodness.
And Leona, I think if you remember Leona Ford Washington, wonderful, iconic woman who was involved, I think, in the church community, Baptist church community, wrote a lot of things. And I'm not mistaken, I think that is still the official song of the city of El Paso.
Oh, really?
Back in when I was 17, how many years ago that was.
Well, don't tell the city. They'll probably kill it.
They probably will. But it was a joy to do. I did that song at a place called Slaughterhouse Records. It was a recording studio on Missouri Street.
Slaughterhouse
was the name of it.
Why did it have that name?
You tell me. I don't know.
There were people's names.
People
there?
Didn't pay their bills.
But yes. it was one of the first forays I went into recording. A lot of fun. Can't hit those notes anymore, gentlemen. You know,
that's why we have recordings.
Drop the key down.
Drop the key down. Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. And incidentally, Leona died about 3 or 4 years ago. And her family, I sent a copy of the 45, because that's what it was, to her family. And they remembered it well, but nice, nice lady.
And
real impact.
And for those of you who don't know the reference that she sent a 45, you're not old enough to understand this conversation.
That's right.
We're talking about a 45 revolutions per minute.
Thank you.
RPM record with a big spindle hole in the middle.
Then if you didn't have the little insert.
The adapter.
I'm telling you what, you were just, you listened to something with a skewed sound, but those things were precious.
I would occasionally put it on the turntable, turn it to 45, and then it would just make sure you got it in the center. And if it was off a little bit, you knew it was off. But no, those were the days. Patty Tiscarino's in here with us. And you guys also have some other conversations about history. You guys were in a band or something.
Well, no. I managed her band for about 8 years.
Okay.
But that was PT and the Cruisers. I want Patty to talk to you first about the Jet Set Club when it was
Northeast El Paso. If those of you who grew up in Northeast remember, there were a couple of iconic clubs out there, the Flame Room and the Jet Set Club on Dyer that was attached to the Roadway Inn.
Oh, my.
Jerry Wolf's Roadway Inn.
Absolutely.
Big-time Roadway Inn.
Rose and Joe Gonzalez and their son Rocky ran the place. And I was 17 when my mother saw an ad in the paper that said, wanted girl singer to replace exiting girl singer from a band. It was in Northeast El Paso. So I responded to the ad, and I ended up at the home of Hugh Prestwood, Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, just a fabulous success in his industry. He lives in New York City. Some of the songs you've heard from his arsenal include the song Remembers When by Trisha Yearwood, Hard Rock Bottom of My Heart by Randy Travis, just a myriad of
tunes. What was he doing here?
He was a school teacher.
Well, yeah.
He was a school teacher, and he played in the medicine band at night with another El Paso icon, Karen Taylor, now Karen Taylor Good, who was the singer in the band.
What year were you talking about, 70?
We're talking about 1970.
Okay.
So Karen left the band, and I went to the audition, and I got the job. Now, I got the job not quite sure how, because I sang a folk song called The Cat Came Back the very next day, which not my best piece, but nonetheless, got the gig, and we played six nights a week at the Jet Set Club.
You got paid for this?
Oh, good God, I got paid $100 a week.
That's actually not so bad.
It's the same as I get paid now when I play music. So,
And now you have to pay them to get in.
No kidding. Now you have to pay for your clothes, your makeup. You got to get a manicure. You got to, do all this. By the time you end up playing the gig, you're in the hole. But love the music.
What's interesting about that band is that, of course, Karen Taylor Good was the singer that she replaced, as she mentioned. But Karen herself, even not just Hugh Presswood, but she went on and became like two-time National Songwriter of the Year. Mm-hmm. She's also Grammy nominated, written a lot of hit songs. Patti Loveless, How Do I Help Him Say Goodbye? Or, how do I help?
Do something.
How do you?
Leave it at that. How do I do something?
That was a number one hit song for Patti Loveless.
And we got a chance when Rick brought her in for a Border Legends concert. I got a chance to meet Karen. And it was really fun because we both had some kind of hesitancy about meeting each other. You took my place and you did this. We brought her in for a cancer conference. She came in here and did some music for us for that. Remarkable talent, lovely lady, just a fabulous history, and we got a chance to share some good stories.
Well, you also were with PT and the Cruisers when you were at the Border Legends.
Absolutely.
How long did you do PT and the Cruisers?
13 years.
13.
I've taken a little two-year sabbatical because, you just, when you're working a full-time gig and raising a husband and
that's hard to do.
Oh my gosh, it's full-time job. So I will always, people always ask me, when are you coming back? What are you going to do some more?
And the answer is?
I will be back. I promise. Okay. I just needed a little break in time, but getting back to those days of the Jet Set Club, I think that was a real cementing time in musical history. If you look at the people who came through there, John Payne, most extraordinary guitar player, I think.
I played with him. Yeah, very
fabulous
good.
Guy. Still playing in San Francisco. Doug Neal was a friend I met there at the Jet Set Club. Still working in the business. Andre Bonaguidi is my husband.
That's I heard of him.
I met him at the Jet Set Club. Rich Chornay, bass player, still playing. I think my point is that, people in our community and in the El Paso music scene, I call us the garage band musicians.
Okay.
We're not playing symphony. We're not out there doing some of the more glamorous things. But we continuously resurrecting music, continuously adding, I think, joy to people's lives. And now I look at 40 and 50 years down the road, the caliber of the musicianship in this town, I bet my money on it anywhere. It is extraordinary. You look at...
It's not going away.
It's not going away. Yeah. Mario Otero played with Mario for many years.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
And you mentioned
player.
Rod Crosby. I mean, what a legend. And the Border Legends that Rick cooked up.
Absolutely.
Too much money, would you bring that back?
Yeah, I'd do it.
For too much money?
Gary Hollis, guitar player for PT and the Cruisers. I tell you what, this guy is a phenom.
He lives right here in our city. All the people I've worked with, Gary Hollis is just up there... In my top.
All right, so your
two.
Lottery ticket, you're going to bring back Border Legends.
Yes.
What was the other thing we were going to do?
Oh, we're going to do the museum.
There you go.
The
Osarco Museum.
Yes.
We got a whole list of things we're going to do.
Oh, absolutely.
I wish you would get that ticket, talk about it, and win it.
Can you give me six numbers?
One, two, three.
They're random. They're, anytime.
Well, but if you do one through six, you're not going to get it. I'm sorry. It's not going to work. Okay. Well, whatever happens, we would surely like to have one here.
Certainly.
Okay, now, are you ready for trivia questions here?
Yeah.
Patty's going to give us one of the trivia questions, are you not?
Yeah, I'm going to ask people out there. I went to Loretto. We had a lousy football team at Loretto.
Like zero.
Zero. Zero to zero all the time.
You didn't even have a team.
Exactly. So because I grew up in Northeast El Paso, I want to know what high school football teams did I support? And what football games did I go to?
Not that one, I'll bet. Anyway, okay, so this question one. Yes. Rick Kern, do you have a question?
For 13 years, Patty Tiscareño was a vocalist for what El Paso musical group?
You know, I'm not saying your name right. I always called you Tiscareño, but it's you put another truly.
You put the little tilde on
it. Yeah,
the end,
so say it correctly for me.
Tiscareño.
Tiscareño. Oh,
yes.
My. It's going to take me a while.
That's all right.
Another
it's like,
50 years, I'll get that right. Okay, fair enough?
I think that's
okay,
fair.
So those are the two questions there, Rick Kern.
Yes, sir.
Should we give it a number out there and they can call us?
Yes, 544-5876-544-KTSM.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdown, field goals, even extra points, 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion.
Require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got one ringy dingy there. We got two more lines open, 544-5876. And Patty, what was that first question or one question? You had the trivia question?
Yeah, I was asking what was my adopted high school football team.
Okay, and Rick, what was the other question?
What was the name of the band that Patty had for 13 years?
Okay, those are the questions at hand here. But first, we only have one line coming in. Ed's on the line. Need two more. 544-5876. Okay, January 25, next weekend, Bernie Sargent is back with more El Paso history. Going to focus on more early El Paso pioneers and stories. We're going to focus basically on early El Paso newspapers. On our second hour guest will be John Middaugh. He has a family history in El Paso newspapers. February 1, Hour 1, Museum of Archaeology Director Jeff Romney. He's our guest for both hours, and we're going to talk about the museum and all of its details. And then second hour, Wayne Suggs is going to join us, 11 to 12. He has incredible photographs of New Mexico and all kinds of things historic all over the area. And he has been photographing archaeological sites for quite a while. And so we're going to take a look at his petroglyph sites throughout the Southwest. What do you got?
The McGoffin Home State Historic Site still offers free vinyasa-style yoga classes on the second and fourth Saturdays of every month with their own yogini, Rebecca Hendricks. Join us on the first Saturday of every month for our cooking demonstration. In January, we will be making Kentucky biscuits served with orange marmalade butter. Yum. Gloria Garza.
You're getting hungry again, aren't you?
Yeah. Gloria Garza, Visitors Relations Representative, Media Representative, THC/McGoffin Home SHS. 1120 McGoffin Avenue, 533-5147, extension 1006.
Where do they place that, McGoffin Home? Got a couple of people on the phone here. We'll get the second name in a moment. And the second name, I think I see it up there. That's Lillian. Stay there. And, Chelly, you got all my coupons, so I guess we have plenty to give away. But let's talk about this with Ed. Ed, good morning. How's the world?
Yes.
You surviving?
Yep.
Good. When you get a chance, get off the speakerphone and talk to us, and Rick will ask you a question.
Okay.
Which one do you want to answer?
The second one.
Okay. What is the second one?
What? I think the answer is PT Cruisers.
Oh, you mean for PT and the Cruisers?
Uh-huh.
That would be correct. Now, do you know this already, or did you just hear it because you know Patty?
No, because I was listening to y'all, but I didn't hear the high school one. I must have missed that one.
Well, don't worry about it, because we're not going to let you win two prizes. You've already got one, and that's enough. So you get to pick between an Amigos coupon and a Mission Del Rey.
Mission Del Rey.
Oh, absolutely. Mission Del Rey for this contestant, Mr. Ed on line one. Anything else on your mind this morning, sir?
No, that was it. I was just listening to that and then the Marty Robbins stuff.
Isn't that pretty cool? All right, hold on here. Thanks for playing. Hold on. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Shelley got a line one there, and he gets a coupon from Mission Del Rey. Line two is still open, folks. We're going to line three. Line three is Lillian. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Dr. Rick Kern.
Hello.
Okay. Hello?
Ask her a question, Rick.
Yes.
About the trivia.
Yeah. What do you want to know?
No. Do you have an answer? Good Lord. Do I have to write this out for you?
No, Patty already asked the question.
Well, yeah, but for the rest of the audience, it might not have been paying full attention.
I want to mention to the audience, do not try to do this at home, all right? These are professionals at work here. But
who,
Lillian,
us?
Lillian, I
oh
want
my God,
what
no.
was the name of the high school, my adopted high school, that I went to football games at?
Okay, this is only going to be a guess.
You got it.
So, I don't know. We'll see. Austin?
No! But thanks for trying. That was a good try.
All right, thank you.
All right, you take it easy. What was the – now, Clay, you went to Loretto.
I went to Loretto.
Basically all girls in the high school.
All girls.
So you didn't have a really good football team, like you had none.
We had none.
You had a total of zero people playing football.
Zero people at
Loretto.
Well, they had nuns, but not nuns.
Oh, that kind of nun. Oh, but the nuns didn't play football. How many nuns played football? The answer is –
None.
Thank you. Okay, enough of that crap. Moving on to what you were asking. The question was, you adopted a high school to go to their games.
Most of my friends.
And do we have another caller, Shelley? Tell me quick if we have another caller to answer this question. Oh, they dropped off. 544-5876. What was the high? Well, we had Lily. What happened? No. There was no third caller. All right. We'll just have to let them.
We'll let them linger.
Where did she put her allegiances when it came to football and high school? So there. What's on? Line one's ringing. Not quit. Okay. Enough of that. Shall we move on to something else?
Yeah.
I'm going to take a break, come back, and do El Paso Inc. You ready for that?
We'll do it.
Okay. Be back in just a moment with El Paso Inc. Hit the button, Sergio.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text PROUD to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text PROUD to 79645. That's P-R-O-U-D to 79645.
Shirley and her husband had a long-awaited dream to replace their patio door. Then,
my husband happened to see the ad from Dream Style in the newspaper. And he said, you know, I think it's about time we do this.
And how did the Dream Style team do?
Oh, they were fantastic. They were so knowledgeable and professional and so nice. They just really, really worked to get it right. And everything was spotless when they left.
And how about the product?
We love the door. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. It's just so beautiful.
And once it was installed?
Oh my gosh, that really opened up this room. It was a very good idea.
This month only, save up to $270 per window and $770 per door. Plus, take advantage of easy financing with 1 year, no payments or interest, or choose payments as low as $99 per month. Take it from Shirley.
Dream Style. It's a great company. I'm very, very pleased.
Call now. 915-975-6626. 915-975-6626. 915-975-6626.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
At Booking.com, there's a booking for every resolution. Want to be more active this year? Book a resort with a fitness center. Want to worry less? Book a vacation home with a relaxing hot tub at Booking.com. No matter your resolution, download the Booking.com app and book yours today.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Melissa will be back next week. Rick Kern is sitting in here, and your beard looks nothing like hers.
I know.
No resemblance at all.
Looks pretty good, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you don't wear skirts as well, so there's that. But the thing to tell you, before we get to El Paso Wink, got to tell you about Hooky Apodaca down there. Hooky Apodaca down there at Amigos. And Hooky has been the guy that's basically been running that since its inception recently. 10 years, 12 years, something like that. But Hooky, if you know something, it's a place that's called Amigos.
Right.
Have you noticed you never see Hooky Apodaca in the same room with El Paso's Amigo Man?
Why is that?
I think it's Hooky. He runs out the back door, puts on the costume, and goes out and does things.
Well,
and
you know,
he comes back in and he runs the restaurant.
My husband, Andre Bonaguidi, is really tight with Hooky.
So maybe he can tell us the truth.
I'm going to find out the truth, and I shall call into a subsequent show with the information.
And is Hooky Apodaca really Amigo Man?
I think it's
because he runs Amigo's restaurant.
I think it's a rumor that needs
Montana.
To be spread.
I think you're onto something.
Oh,
I do,
by the way, did you know they have chocolate flan down there?
Don't say.
I did. I said it. I'm done.
Wow. It's okay. Awesome.
Now. No, you ready? Ready? 3, 2, 1. Now, this week only in El Paso, Inc. Your turn.
A formerly dilapidated train depot near downtown is getting new life after two El Pasoans transformed the historic space into an events venue.
Also in the El Paso, Inc., why borderland business leaders say Congress's approval of a new North American trade agreement is a big deal for the region.
An artwork that will speak a million words. Meet the artist designing the new Men of Company e-sculpture.
This is El Paso, Inc. It's available for home or business delivery.
To order your copy of El Paso, Inc., go online to elpasoinc.com.
Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra, a recently released book, Ask Who Has the Real Power in El Paso. Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra, host Saul Sines talks to one of the authors about the claims the book makes, how your tax dollars are being spent, and who's cashing in.
Join host Saul Sines for ABC 7 Extra Sunday night at 10:35, only on ABC 7.
All right, we have Patty Tiscarino sitting here. We have a list of callers here. And let's go to our first caller. This happens to be Yolanda.
Hey, hey.
Hey, I was calling to tell that I think her favorite football team was Irvin.
You know like, you're a correct, but you're a ringer. Aren't you a ringer?
I think she's a ringer.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because she rang up.
I think there's nepotism involved here.
I think there is.
I just thought I'd have some fun with you.
But you see, Yolanda, you used your real name. Otherwise, it's going to have been really strange. But I'll tell you what, though.
I thought of that later. I thought I should have made it something a little different. But,
you should have just said Yoli instead of Yolanda.
You
said Yoli.
Your middle name, we have to guess. Well, Yolanda, how are you, my dear?
I'm just doing great. I'm enjoying the show. It's great. You guys, it just sounds like so much fun. And you know, I have tons of stories about her. So if you ever want to know more, just call the big sister.
Can we hang up now, Jackson, from this call? Yeah.
No, she won a prize. She got the prize.
You got the prize.
But that would be more like an 8-hour show.
That would be a good one.
That would take a long time to get through all of her stuff. All right, Yolanda, you got yourself a prize. I think what we have left in this hour is a coupon to Amigo's Restaurant.
And I think you should take your sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. I will do that.
Okay.
So I will take the Amigo coupon, and then, Patty, I'll take either one.
I there love you, my sister.
And you guys go tell me, is Hukiakpadaka really Amigo man?
We're going to find out for you.
Check that
you
out.
Heard it here
that
first.
I do not know.
Oh, so. You can find out. All right, Yolanda, thanks for hanging in there and playing. Hold on, and we'll get you a coupon, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Good to talk to you. You take your ease. You got a coupon, line one, Yolanda. And let's go now to whoever's next. Oh, Angel, or is it Angel? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Is it Angel or Angel?
It's Angel.
Angel, how's it going?
Oh, good, great, thank you. You know what, I'm a little heartbroken. I thought Patty's football team was going to be Andrus High School. I work at Andrus, but it's okay. Irvin is a great school, too.
It's
you know
okay.
what, though? It's okay because it's Andrus okay? was my second choice. I had a couple of people over at Andrus who were in the band.
Aren't you diplomatic?
Oh, I am very diplomatic,
oh my
absolutely.
God.
You know,
awesome.
But it was the second
cool.
choice. But yeah, you all were a little further northeast. It was a little harder to get to Andrus. But thanks for what
right.
you do out
yes,
at the high school.
Over there.
Wait, are we still doing trivia or are you just hanging out? What's going on here?
I think we're there.
I think the call screener asked me to ask you guys for, like, a trivia question, so I thought of one. I mean, if you guys want to take it.
I've got a Mission Del Rey coupon left. Go for it. What is it?
Okay, so I guess it's for Patty. By the way, I teach guitar at Andrus High School, so I know a little bit. I guess, you know, I'm kind of like a local musician, too. So you guys mentioned Mario Otero. By the way, I love your radio station, guys. I really love it. I know there's a lot of people that probably listen to it. You know, like every Saturday.
Thank you.
Okay, so Mario Otero played in La Vienta because I actually worked for him. I used to teach at La Guitarra Studio.
Really?
Nice.
Yes. So my question is, what other person was Mario Otero playing with in La Vienta? That's
Ooh.
My question.
Are you asking that of
yeah,
us? Or?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know who it is.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Stefan
okay, so
Suga.
That's
Suga.
A trivia question. Yes, yeah.
Yes, and
well,
so...
You win by asking us a question.
You did a great job, and boy, that was a great duo. In fact, my husband Andre also played drums on that first album with La Vienta. Fabulous, fabulous music.
Wow.
I'd love to see a reunion of those two guys someplace down the road. Wouldn't that be fun?
So, Angel, since you won, you get to take us all to lunch.
Yeah, Angel, what time should we
go? He gets to take us all to Mission Del Rey,
Excellent.
Rick.
Excellent.
Don't get ahead of me here.
We'll do that first.
Don't get ahead of me here.
Do you have a van, Angel?
Did you have a truck?
You know what? I did play with a couple bands for a while, but after I got married, I've been married for 7 years now. So
he answered
I
a different question.
The band.
Well, okay,
so
but
the bands and everything.
She asked you, do you have a van, V-A-N?
No, because... not a band, a van. But no, I understand. Sometimes your music gets left behind.
A van.
Yeah.
A van.
Well, because we're going to take a submission, Del Rey. We need to bring stuff home in a van.
Yeah.
This isn't that too hard, is it?
Yeah, big truck there.
This is too hard.
Hey, Angel,
right.
Keep on playing music.
Let's give him a coupon anyway. What do you say?
I think
we have
should.
To. Okay.
We have to.
Angel, you got yourself
thank
a coupon.
You.
Is that all right?
Excellent. Yes, thank you. Can I tell you guys one more thing?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Look, so like I said, I love listening to your show. My wife and mother-in-law, so my family there, they are actually, so you know the downtown, the John Wesley Harding, the building downtown where the plaque is?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so my wife, they're actually, they're in that store right now. It's like it's a boutique. They sell dresses.
Oh, yeah. It used to be a Learner's Dress Shop. Now it's somebody in your family, apparently. And that's not the original building.
That's not the original.
I know. It was rebuilt. I know. And it used to be the old Agnew Saloon.
Right. That was
right?
it. Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Was that Utah Street? It was called Utah Street.
Well, it was at the intersection of Utah and San Antonio. Now that's called San Antonio and Mesa.
Right.
That's
it. Yeah.
Okay, you got that figured out.
Anyway, just wanted to share that. Okay.
Hold on here. Shelly, tell you to pick up a coupon, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Hold on there. Shelly, he gets a Mission Del Rey. Can you remember? Okay. And Joanne took off online, too. To heck with you, Joanne. We're going to make something out of her, but she didn't show up. Enough of that. Patty Tiscarino is here. And Patty Tiscarino here is, that's all you need to know. However, there's one thing I should say. I'm sorry. Hold on, Patty. The 200th Coast Artillery is at Fort Bliss in Bataan. The presentation is today by Mike Bilbo at the El Paso Archaeological Society's event at the Archaeology Museum. We had a question on that. There is your answer. Okay, Patty. What do you like about El Paso history?
Well, you know, one of the things I wanted to mention is obviously the Cancer Foundation is a big part of who I am and what I've done. I've been there now 24 years.
Wow.
The impact that we make in this community is, it makes you feel good about going to work every day, kind of like you all do. You come into people's lives, you reduce their burden for a little period of time, whatever it is.
We fake them out.
Yeah, well, we do the same thing. We give people a little something to hold on to and works for us. But I did want to share that recently I was really honored to be the professional in residence for Humanities Program over at UTEP, which is basically a collaboration of talking to community college kids about going into UTEP. Into the humanities world without the expectations of having to be a teacher. Everyone thinks if you have a humanities degree that all you can do is teach.
Well, what can you do?
Well, you can be an executive director of a foundation.
I see.
You can work for a nonprofit,
like the Cancer Foundation, that kind
Absolutely.
Of thing?
Absolutely. But one of the things I shared with that audience of young people is that whatever talent you have, use it. And I've been really proud of the work that fellow musicians in my circle, the Cruisers, who's Buddy Winston, Doug Neal, Gary Hollis, Andre Bonaguidi, and myself, and then subsequently with Billy Towns, we produced two records, or I still call them records. I'm sorry.
I knew what you meant.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
But two CDs.
I'm older than you. Whatever.
With a 45.
Yeah, yeah.
We produced two of them that were fundraisers for the foundation. The Kitchen Project was the first effort, and it was with the Cruisers. And we did 12 songs on there, and what we did is we sold them to a donor in honor of or in tribute of or in memory of someone who'd gone through a cancer journey. And to date, that album has generated proceeds for the foundation close to $50,000.
Wow, do another one.
I think we should. And then
oh,
subsequent to that, I wanted to just spread some roots and never had the opportunity to really play with some of the outstanding jazz musicians in our town. You know, jazz is just a genre that everybody thinks you can do, and believe me, it is hard to do. It was just humbling to get in the studio with Billy Towns, who produced the album. We did one called Comes in All Colors. It worked with people like Marty Olivas and Steve Marcus and just outstanding musicians, and that album generated $30,000 for the foundation.
Wow.
With the same kind of selling a tribute to, et cetera.
Is that new music? Are you re-recording all
No, we were recording all cover type of tunes and standards, et cetera. But I just want to give a shout-out to all the musicians who donated their time and their energy.
How do you get one of those CDs?
You can go online to the Foundation's website. You can certainly go on to CD Baby. They're on...
spell the website out.
It's rgcf.org.
RGCF.
Stands for Rio Grande Cancer Foundation. Or call me at the foundation. I'll make sure you get one.
Get down there.
Don't know how many of the kitchen projects are left, but there's some colors of cancer left. But we'll be happy to get you a copy.
Ask her another question, Rick. I got to walk out for a second.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up in the future. You know, you mentioned you might come back with music. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how many of you viewers were privy to listen to that fabulous Linda Ronstadt documentary that just came out called The Sound of My Voice.
It's incredible.
Well, incredible story and just a real trip down memory lane for so many of us who grew up in that time with all of the musicians rather from Laurel Canyon, you know, the fans of the Eagles, how they started, the fans of Jackson Browne, of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And all of these people are still really contributing. But my main influence growing up as a young musician, a young singer, was Linda. Linda was just everything I wanted to be. So one of my thoughts is I'd like to put together a show that is called One for the Girls, which really focuses on and features the music of the women who impacted our lives as young women growing up. You know, Carly Simon, Rita Coolidge, Buffy St. Marie. And, of course, Linda. So that's in my planning mode. I'm not going to give you a date or tell you when. Sometimes life and bronchitis steps in to sway your efforts. But
sure.
That's kind of a direction I'd like to go in my next reincarnation of what I do, because I think it would be a real tribute and talk about history and reliving some memories. As our friend Hugh Presswood's song says, you know, you can, when everything else is forgotten, the song remembers when. A song can just catapult you back to a memory, a little piece in history. So I think this kind of a show would do that. And, of course, I'll probably have to engage my good friends over at Star City, see if they'll let me use their stage over there and their fine venue.
Oh, I'm sure. You've got a little bit of connection there.
I have some connection there.
Can you do Marvin Gaye Heard It Through a Grapevine?
Well, no, but I could probably do a Gladys Knight, maybe, or, right. You know, yeah, we'll work on it for you.
Great memories back in that day.
Really, that one spoke to you.
Well, huh? I can tell you three different places I was, and two of them, I'm not going to tell you where I was.
Oh, come on, Jack.
No. We were in a car somewhere doing something. Somewhere.
Oh, boy.
Oh, see? High school being what it was.
Out on the Rio Grande.
I can't remember anything else, so enough of that.
Now, well, Patty, this is a G-rated show, right?
That's why I'm not going to tell you.
Got it.
So, but, you know, Patty Tiscarina, interesting to talk to you about the history. But you probably evoking all kinds of stories from people, you know, wandering around. And did you hang out at the Oasis or the Clock?
Absolutely.
You had to.
Everybody.
In Northeast.
Northeast El Paso had a great spot called A&W Root Beer.
Oh, yes.
You know, and you could go and get a root beer float. You could hang out. Do you remember when they filmed The Getaway over at the, was it the Oasis, Rick?
At the Oasis, the Clock.
The Clock.
We were actually playing at the Red Flame at that time.
The Red Flame. Kind of sideswipe with you guys and play out there, too.
Yeah, you hung out in Northeast. Did you ever get over to the Charcoaler?
Of course.
Oh, you did, huh?
You know, in fact,
that's ranging pretty far.
Well, it's a little far off, but the problem with the Charcoaler is that the aroma of the hamburger lasted 7 days.
Oh, in your car.
In your car. To this day, you know, you can't go there without lingering aromas.
The Charcoaler has a different experience now. You can go in and they have a bar. You can sit down and drink wine. Did you know that?
No kidding. Well, I've
Check
seen what
out.
They've done outside. That's
and now,
really
Charcoaler,
cool.
You owe me a commercial. So there. We have Frank on the phone. We're going to get to Frank in a minute because we need to take one more break here. But throw the phone. Did you by any chance take a picture of Patty yet?
I did.
Oh, is it on Facebook?
I sent it over there, but I put it down underneath her name under the comment. I mean, under her
so
picture.
So it's there, but it's not there.
It's there, but
okay.
Not there.
Okay, now wait a minute. You guys told me it was radio and I didn't have to, like, you know, put makeup on and stuff like
that. Oh, did we not tell her?
Oh. Let's start all over again.
What happened to full disclosure?
She's got on this pink flamingo outfit with ruffles and green pink flamingo with green ruffles.
And the
looks great.
And the castanets.
Oh,
and
they had to look in the control room just to see if I was telling the truth. No, I'm not. Let's take a break here and talk to Frank afterwards, all right? Back in a moment.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry, we're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts ACE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text ACE to 85850. That's A-C-E to 85850.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. HealthIQ.com/easy.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Jackson here, Melissa back next week. Rick Kern, thank you for sitting in this day.
Thank you. This was a lot of fun today.
Oh, this is nuts. So we got Frank on the phone in a second, and Ms. Tiscareño. How do I say that?
Tiscareño.
Your name.
Tiscareño.
You're still here.
I'm still here.
I got that. Okay. I got to tell you one thing, though. El Paso Museum of History inviting the public next week to a brand new exhibit, Tracks Across the Desert. More than 100 years of railroad, a lot more than that in El Paso, and it's opening next Thursday. First exhibit of the year exploring the role of railroads played in shaping El Paso's economy. It's a big deal. That's next week down at the Museum of History, 212-0320. All right, are we ready for Frank? I think we're ready for Frank. Frank, are you ready for us?
Yes, sir. I got a question. Back in the mid-70s, early 80s, there was a bar called Anthony Gap.
Sure.
And they had a band that would play in there. They played like Eagles, you know, that country rock, and they were called Anson Mills.
Yes.
Does anybody know what happened to them?
Yes, that was a group that was a part of the Irvine High School Rockets, In fact, I had that whole band playing at their high school reunion last year. That was one of their groups that they re-resurrected.
Last year?
They showed up last year at Donna Pence's farm out there with her and Chip, and they played. And the whole band was there. It was like six or seven of them, and they played for the reunion group that night for the Thursday Night Mixer. It was
a lot of fun. Were you always hanging out there, Frank, at the Anthony Gap?
Well, I used to work for a beer company, and that was part of my route.
Wow.
So I would, you know, have a beer or two up there, and I used to hear those guys, and they could play.
Yeah, they could play. They played some fun stuff.
Great memories.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
All right. Thank you.
All right, you take it easy. A lot of history in El Paso has to do with music. And
it
Patty Tiscarino sitting here, you've not only dabbled in it, you've waded through it. It's great stuff. And you have more to come from what I just heard earlier?
I hope so.
Okay.
You know, I'm not done yet.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, one thing about being a vocalist, you know, I'm noticing some of the guitar players and bass players have been carrying around 50 sacks or 50 pounds of equipment on their shoulders for so many years are having problems, you know. And I look at Andre, he's played drums, and there are times when we're loading all that equipment up that I say, you couldn't have played flute, right?
But, get that piccolo, maybe.
Really, but as a vocalist, you know, you really have the luxury of being excused for a maturing voice, and you can...
I don't have
it.
To pick up equipment.
That's exactly right. So I think there's always going to be room for vocals. I love collaborating with other people, sitting in, singing up backup harmonies. So
Patty Tiscarino,
I'll be there for you.
Thank you for being here on the radio this morning.
Thank you so much. It's
been
a pleasure.
Kurt, good to see you again.
Thank you.
We'll see you in
me.
What they call the future.
You bet.
Indeed. And good luck with the. And if anybody has too much money, call Rick. Put the Border Legends Bands business back online.
Let's try.
Oh, my God. 50 grand would do it, right?
It'd do it.
That'd be cool. All right. Hey, Control Room, again, thank you, Sergio Valenzuela. Shelley Sutherland, everybody, and Melissa back next week. See y'all then and there on the El Paso History Radio Show.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, ephistory.com. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.
News Radio 690 is KTSM AM El Paso.